The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses.
What?
Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. Never turns it down. Talking about what he don't know. And here we are.
Yes.
Yes, we are here.
Yes, we are.
We have everybody here. Josh is here today. Say
yes.
Hi.
Hello. Oh.
this is his price for transporting us. He gets to be on the radio and on TV.
In his iframe here.
Simulcasting. So what are you holding up that you were holding up while the... Oh, God, what is this thing now?
What? I mean...
It's her mint chocolate chip bunny rabbit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm made him with a... yarn I got, so I figured I'd show them off to everybody. It looks kind of cute.
You give her credit. She made me a Stitch.
Yeah, she made all four Beatles from Sergeant Pepper's, too.
Yeah.
She'd bring them in one day and show them off.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, she did. She made me a Snoopy.
Yes,
Snoopy.
I did.
Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy.
Made him Snoopy. I made Mom Snoopy. I made Josh a Stitch and made... Sis, Jack Skeleton, and he made you all four Beatles with Sergeant Pepper and the Sergeant Pepper outfits.
Oh yeah, and she's got and you've got a gore.
Oh, and made him a little pumpkin.
That's what and they are. They're called the gores.
Gourd.
And you also have BBA donuts.
Donuts, BBA.
Yep, you got, what, one, two, three donuts? Yeah,
three donuts.
You ate the donuts, didn't you?
You're supposed to know that. Right, since you are the guest, sort of, kind of, is there anything you want to talk about before we get on to our regular scheduled programming show?
Regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. AEW and WWE.
Ah, okay.
Mainly AEW.
I don't have anything specific today. Right,
you just follow.
How about your new Yu-Gi-Oh card?
How about your new Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Well,
you can talk about them. That's all cool.
Yeah.
I stopped playing Yu-Gi-Oh a while back.
He plays Dungeons and Dragons, folks.
Play Dungeons and Dragons. I play more MTG now, but I still collect Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So, my lovely father-in-law over there. Got me a couple of packs, and I happened to pull the rarest card out of the 25th edition pack, which was Century Rare Ash Blossom in Joyous Spring. And I looked it up on eBay how much it's going for. It's going for $175.
Whoa.
Nice one.
Yes. And that was the rarest one that you could get out of that set?
If it was just a week prior, it was going for $600.
Whoa, dude.
Your God was truly with you when you went.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you could say.
So after my 10% cut.
Oh my gosh.
Your 10% cut.
After my 10% cut.
Oh, you stop. It was a gift.
I know. I'm just picking up.
I know.
So.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that wasn't
I did not
at
know
all.
That their cards can get up that high.
Oh, yeah. In the world of Magic the Gathering, they get up even higher.
Really?
There is one card called Black Lotus that goes for, what was it now? It was like $65,000.
You're kidding.
I kid you not.
Whoa. I thought the Pokemon illustration card was nuts because
because
there's
one
only
buddy,
like 200, like 25 of those in existence.
My one buddy told me about that, and I thought he was kidding.
No,
like, I thought he was joking. I looked up on eBay and Black Lotus, a specific rarity, goes for $65,000.
Whoa,
that's an awesome one. Well,
that is unbelievable.
I know you weren't home because you were busy for this past weekend. Unfortunately, I noticed that you're getting a little bit blue because your team's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And unfortunately, there's a stab in your really bad in your back this time. Your boys got their butts literally whooped.
That's okay. Check this out.
This one.
Check this out.
10 to 45. No, 49.
49, oh, 49. Like 0 or something.
No, 49 to 10.
All right, but check this out. You'll feel better about this.
What?
Watching the San Francisco game.
Uh-huh.
Right? San Francisco versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, since we're talking about AEW a lot. Because Tony Khan's family owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you know, once again, they got blown out on TV, and they had to, and Fox had to, or was it, I think it was Fox.
Yeah, it was Fox.
Had to switch to another game.
Yeah.
Because it was like 30 to zip.
Yeah, they switched to the Steelers.
Yeah, because the Jaguars got blown out by San Francisco.
Yes.
Are you serious?
There you go.
Wow. Mm.
San Francisco
Tony and the family's going to have a talk with them.
San Francisco and Dallas are the teams to contend with this year, it seems.
Oh, I know.
Philadelphia's doing really good this year, too.
Oh, Philly's been doing pretty good, too.
Philly's doing good this
year. Yes,
I've
heard.
Actually, my team's going against Philly this Sunday, I think. My dad was bragging about it. Because
I was gonna say,
but,
he's an Eagles fan.
Oh, yes, yeah. Jamie is an Eagles fan.
Erica is our neighbor.
Yep,
she is, and she turned around and when she did it, she put a thing up there, with the Eagles and at the time, and I turned around and I said
Eagles
to her,
forget who else.
I think it was Dad's team that they were battling against.
Oh yeah, it was Cowboys.
And I turned around and I said to her, what are you going to do? Is they kicked their butts? She turned around. She goes, I don't want to hear about it, Dan. Yep. I turned around and I said, you're a crybaby.
Since Tom Coughlin left, my team's a joke. I stopped watching football this year the moment that my team decided.
You could watch Dallas. You could watch.
I'm not watching the Cowboys.
Got choices. There's choices.
No.
This is why
you can watch the 49ers.
This is why I have two teams.
You can watch the 49ers in memory of Grandpa.
If one team goes sideways, I've got the other team.
What I'm wearing around my neck, I would be very, very careful about making any comments about the 49ers.
I'll make all the comments I want about them.
Yes, my grandfather was a 49ers
fan. You love
him,
and so did this man.
That's what I told him. There's other choices. So you have like two teams. If one team goes sideways, then you've got the other team to back you.
It's one thing to go sideways. It's another thing to completely break records for the worst played game in the history of NFL.
Yes, exactly.
Really? Yes. Breaking records for the worst played?
It's still going sideways.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the worst part was, as I was listening to this, they had got literally, the quarterback had got sacked, I think, like... altogether, I think they said 8 times.
The things we talk about on this show that we don't have planned.
Eight times altogether. And I just went, you've got to be kidding me.
Most times sacked in the pocket. What was it? Most fumbles in the game played.
Ow.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
It was horrendous.
And what's your boy doing? Commercials for cereal.
I mean, Eli doesn't throw for the Giants anymore. He's retired.
Yeah, I know. He's doing commercials for cereal.
Maybe
with his children,
back.
his father,
and his brother,
and then doing chips thing with his brother.
Eli Manning and his consistency. At least he's got two Super Bowl rings. Just saying.
Now, Eli just followed what Peyton did.
Yeah,
I mean, Peyton is definitely the better. You know, the better brother.
Sorry, New England, but look what the Patriots are doing since Brady went away.
Yeah.
Love or hate the guy, because I can't stand Brady.
They're doing nothing.
Love or hate the guy, he was definitely the heart and soul of that team.
All right, so on to our regularly scheduled programming. The things going on in All Elite Wrestling.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Let's start with magically the bunny is off the roster.
Yeah. I'd like to know. She's
got an OnlyFans page now.
It's not only her. It's her, Butcher, and Blade. All three of them went in and said,
I haven't heard anything about Butcher and Blade.
Blade and Bunny. Bye.
I know,
are you serious?
I know.
Yeah, in a minute. Wow. And the minute Allie walked out, Dave walked out, too.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Butcher and Blade. I know Allie's gone. And who? Let's take speculation, because social media is speculating who is in the devil mask. Now, we're down to a couple of choices.
God help us.
Actually, we're down to a few choices.
Yeah, there are
one. The latest one that came up was Don Callis and his cronies.
Yes. Because Max went ahead and said, no, I don't need your help. Bye.
Right.
Yeah.
The other speculation is it's Jack Perry.
Yes.
In the devil mask, because nobody's seen him.
Nobody has seen him since the Sam Punk, Jack Perry
fight
that happened, and it was just messed up.
And the latest speculation is that it's...
Don't say it. Wash your mouth out with soap in that bathroom.
Phil Brooks.
But check this out.
No, listen. Now, this is the latest speculation on social media.
Yeah.
That in the devil mask is CM Punk.
Yes.
Make me barf.
Okay, wait. The other three cronies that he has with him supposedly is the Young Bucks and Adam Page. Then there's speculation.
No.
Why? They don't even...
We'll get back to that in a minute. We'll get back to that in a minute. The other speculation is... It's Adam Cole, and his whole ankle thing was a work.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for that to be a work, because Brittany
There's speculation that it's Britt Baker. This is all that's floating around social media.
Really? Brittany? I can kind of see her doing it, but still.
But what is this thing with Adam Cole and his, and his ankle is actually a work?
I doubt that, because
that
was horrible.
Anybody
looking.
Ever think that maybe it might be the world's famous thing? Adam!
There's speculation it's them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that it's
that's
the kingdom.
That
it's Rodney Strong and the kingdom.
But who would be behind the mat? The wife?
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a while, have
we? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I haven't seen Marina floating around.
Marina.
Why not? A woman can do a job just as well as the man can.
Yeah, so.
You're missing a lot.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know that Phil Brooks is back.
Or is he?
On WWE.
Or is he? He put out a tweet because someone asked him about Survivor Series.
Yeah, he put out a tweet and go,
tickets are hard to get. It's sold out, and I'm just sitting home. So is he going to be at Survivor Series? And who was it? Bully Ray. Bubba Ray Dudley had put out that if this is indeed CM Punk that is in the devil mask, Bubba Ray says, I will hold up in New York City, in Times Square, a sign that says Tony Khan is a genius.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put
from Bubba Ray Dudley.
From Bubba Ray Dudley. Because he even speculates that inside the devil mask is CM Punk. But everybody else is speculating that if that is true, because as of this last week, Young Bucks are no longer EVPs.
No, they're not.
So it would be theoretical that this whole thing—they're no longer EVPs of the company. This whole thing with CM Punk was all work to start with. He never got fired. Remember, you had a quote. What was that quote you said?
The old quote.
No one believes the devil unless he's not there.
No. What you're thinking of is it was the quote that he said in Ring of Honor. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing people that he doesn't exist.
Right. So Tony Khan is putting everybody's mind that CM Punk got fired.
Yes.
What if he never got fired? What if this whole thing was a work?
Just throw people off.
And he is actually in the devil mask.
Yeah.
And the Young Bucks and Adam Page are with him.
And technically he said it himself before all this blew up and everything at Wembley that he deserved a shot at Max.
Right. And also,
because he never won it, because he never, quote unquote, gave up his championship. So.
Right. Also, it's been said on social media
that we'll give
CM Punk went to Paul Levesque and Vince McMahon to come back, and they said no.
Yes, WWE said no.
There's speculation that, oh, by the way, in case people forget, want to know this, their Impact Wrestling is no more.
Yes.
It's now back to TNA.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been seen there.
No.
He's been seen commentating at a UFC fight.
Yeah, he has. Huh.
But he has not confirmed that he will be at Survivor Series.
No.
In other words, he hasn't not confirmed or denied.
He hasn't confirmed anything.
He hasn't confirmed it. So we go back to
if this was indeed a work.
Okay.
That would make Tony Khan the biggest genius in this industry.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a work because as much as I liked Punk, the character of the man, he's a terrible human being.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, true.
He's a dog.
Take into consideration his job. He's a hell of a wrestler, but in the same token, like, you're only as good as you know, your attitude is, and as the other person will allow you to be.
Yes.
So, okay, let's take what he said. Let's take CM Punk out of the equation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with, because someone on social media said that it's Adam! Adam Cole. Because you jump off a ramp and break your ankle in two places.
Three. With enough running force, he probably could. I mean, he probably thought he turned it.
He was at the very edge of the ramp when he jumped. It's not like he jumped off the top of the stage.
But here's the thing about it. He ran and jumped off the edge of that thing. Why
was Britt Baker seen at a Pittsburgh Steelers game?
Because she always goes.
And not home taking care of Adam.
Because she always goes. And
with Adam Cole in surgery?
Yeah, that's true. But
supposedly?
But still, she always goes, so.
I don't care. That's my future husband, and I wouldn't go ahead and have done it. I would have been right there beside him.
Unless Adam Cole told her to go, and he had family taking care of him.
Unless the whole Adam Cole broken ankle thing is a work.
Well, the other thing to that is you can roll your ankle and break it in three places. I mean, we were playing basketball back in high school, and a buddy of mine had went up and did a layup, fell on his ankle, and literally popped the bone right out of the ankle itself.
Yeah, okay, but we're talking. We're talking. He ran down the ramp from the stage. Mm-hmm. He was at the almost at the end of the ramp, where it meets the floor. When he jumped, hobbled over and ran over to MFJ to see what he was doing.
Yeah, his father in Long Island.
He was getting his butt handed to him in the ring.
Well. And yeah, they both, of course he was getting his butt handed to him in the ring. He was up against Samoa Joe.
Walk off.
I mean, if you're breaking your ankle in three different places, you're not walking. The
he walked off yeah, with not. With Michael Cole. Or
here was my, the,
you're not walking the flock
Michael
off.
Cole, MJF. Okay.
Here's
you're
the
not
other,
putting any
here's
pressure
the other
on
thing.
That ankle whatsoever.
Here's the other thing. If it was supposed to be, he was supposed to have surgery. Why? Why did they go ahead and let him do all the taping, all the rigmarole about being with the neck boy?
Riding. Yeah,
if
true.
He was supposed to be in surgery right away, and it was bothering him, and that kind of pain, that kind of agonizing pain, no. They would have gone ahead, literally, and started the surgery immediately and not let him go. Oh, well, I've got to go have surgery.
And think about this. Let's Come think on. About the sequence. Who is the first one the devil went after? When we first saw him come back. Jay White.
Switchblade. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's... And then it's...
Well, Switchblade and the Bullet Club, so yeah.
Right, and then the last ones were the Acclaimed.
Yes.
True, but there's but four... Did, but wait, here's wait a minute. The thing. Hold there it. Is four people.
Wait a minute.
When there's four people, when they got when they decided to go ahead and jump Jay White,
there's four I mean, when they jumped the Acclaimed.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and the thing was, is we didn't see the actual event occur except for when Max turned around and got thrown through the glass.
Well, no.
Candy
that
glass?
Was, no, that was Anthony Bowens.
So the other glass. Speculation...
No, it was Matt.
Nope. No, Caster was on the other side with Dad and with Billy.
Really? Oh, okay.
There was more...
Yeah, it was Anthony that went through
There
twice.
Was more speculation...
Huh.
...on social media...
Yes.
...that the devil could even be Bo Dallas.
Jesus.
No.
Whom?
Oh, Bo Dallas, Bo who was Uncle Howdy in the Bray Wyatt storyline, who's actually Bray Wyatt's brother.
Wyndham's brother.
Yeah. And he confirmed that he has left the WWE. So there's even speculation that could be Bo Dallas in the Devil Mask.
I remember. Okay.
That would kind of play homage to his brother as well.
Exactly.
Brother being the Fiend. Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, May the fact that, you know, everybody was pretty much like, okay. It's kind of a sneaky thing to do, too, you know.
And here's the other big news. I don't know if we brought this up last week, but AEW signed... The 17-time world heavyweight champion, the lady kissing, Joy Ryden.
kiss stealing,
son of a gun.
Wheeling, dealing, son of a gun.
Kiss stealing, wheeling,
the Nick Jet Boy, Rick Flair.
Yeah, that's
the jet flying, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun.
The more news came up that when Charlotte's.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Contract comes up.
Mm.
She's leaving.
Yeah.
Where daddy goes, daughter goes.
Well, yeah.
Well, Charlotte's got two reasons. One, daddy's there, Ric Flair. Two, hubby is there, Andrade El Idolo.
Yeah.
So that'd be a good reason for her to come.
And also on top of that, she's held a championship 16 times.
Yes.
As much as her father, and she's pretty much... done everything WWE at this point in time.
And what do you think of the rated R superstar
Yes, Adam another Copeland. Yeah, and think about it. They have three people in a company with the name of Adam. It's gonna be confusing backstage.
Hangman, oh. Adam Page, Adam Cole, and now Adam Copeland. I wonder if they still call him Edge backstage.
I know.
He couldn't bring Edge with him.
No, because
Edge is copyrighted to the WWE. But they didn't copyright Rob Zombie's
song.
And they didn't copyright
Alter Bridge.
So he still comes out to the Alter Bridge. And his wife actually does the opening now, Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, Beth.
So instead of "You Think You Know Me," you hear her going, "You Think You Know Him."
Yeah. Oh, and here's a 411 for you. Where did he get the Edge from?
Albany, New York.
Yeah.
1035-1039 The Edge.
Yes.
Which is what gets me, because WWE freaking copyrighted that when it was a radio station.
Yes.
I listened to religiously.
Yeah, they were.
Does anybody listen to Pix 106? I grew up on Pix 106.
Absolutely. I still listen to Pix to this day.
Yeah, how the story goes is as they were coming
up. Nothing against WTBR and all that, but I grew up on Pix 106.
Yes. That was the thing, as they were coming up from New York City to the Times Union Center.
Poor Bob Mason, God rest his soul.
Yes. They
the morning crew of Mason and Sheen.
Yes. Adam was thinking of a name for his character, and he couldn't think of one because Vince went in and told him, "You need to come up. You either come up with a name, or we'll come up with one for you." And he was thinking, "Okay, I'll come up with something." And they were listening to the radio station. He was in the car with Jay and the Hardy Boys,
Matt and Jeff.
And as they were coming up, and also I think Jericho at the time too. And as they were coming up for the show, they went ahead and they heard the radio station, and he said, "Yes, that's my name. Yes, that is my name." Bert Edge. And then they're like, "Okay, cool, that sounds great. Nice."
And here's what I was thinking, and I actually sent a message to Tony Khan on social media about this. Tony Schimmel works for AEW. He's the producer over when they go to Daly's place.
Yes.
In Jacksonville.
Yes.
So it would be cool just once to have the Dapper Yapper, Justin Roberts, announce Tony Schimmel.
Yes.
And then Tony Schimmel comes out and goes, "The Rated R Superstar," like he did in the old days, if he can still do it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, if he doesn't crack his voice.
That would send the crowd crazy to actually see Tony Schimmel in the center of a ring to announce Adam Copeland.
Yes. And that's the weird part, is he actually would go ahead and would do the voice crack on purpose ever since that one time his voice cracked when he announced them. So he would have to go ahead and do the voice crack on purpose because Adam thought it was funny, and he said, "No, keep it in. Keep doing it."
Here, we're almost out of time, but I got to do this. Big speculation for WWE.
Huh. What?
Glad you're all sitting down.
What?
Roman Reigns is going to lose his titles.
What?
No.
Really?
No.
It's speculation. It's all over social media that Roman Reigns is going to lose his titles.
Well, yeah, they're getting sick and tired.
Because he wants to take time off.
Well, there's that, and also
give me a break.
Well,
because he wants to take time off. That's the reason. That's dumb.
And well, also here's
that's butt kissing.
Here's might be the real reason. It's because the rest of the roster keeps going ahead and making a comment that the other champions are defending their belts more than Roman is.
Exactly.
Well, it's factual.
And the new owners are getting sick and tired of it.
And we got to go. It's been real. It's been fun.
We're out of here, people, and peace out.
Take care.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.